About a year ago, I fell and broke a leg, as most of you know. And I haven't played a trumpet or a trombone since then. And I've told students over and over, don't ever stop practicing on these horns. Don't ever stop practicing. And you'll get to where you can't play it. And I found out I was telling the truth. Because I was in a home the other day, and a man said, here, play me a song on the trumpet. And he handed me the trumpet, and this is what I did. I tried my best. I went... And so I'm trying to learn it again. So if I mess up, you just bear with me, because I've been playing the piano so long and I got rusty on the trumpet. But I want to answer Brother Sam's request. Keep playing. I did better than I thought I could do. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be here tonight. And I don't pay any attention to those things that are behind me. I just look ahead. And tonight, I'm going to talk about decisions and goal setting and commitments. Sounds like we're going to get into a sales seminar. But that's my subject tonight. Decisions, goal setting, and commitments. And I want to read a passage of scripture in the book of Matthew. It's a conversation that took place with Jesus and some of his disciples. Matthew, the 16th chapter, 13th verse. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we have here something going on in the scriptures, a scene between the mighty Creator who came to this earth and one of those who decided to leave all and follow him. We have here the one who chose to make a way for humanity. And we have here another who is following the one he chose to leave all and follow. And a conversation taking place. Who do men say that I am? From the Creator. And then a person that came out of sin saying, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. I've heard some people say that because of what happened in this conversation, because of the words that were spoken here, that Jesus was saying to Peter, you're Peter, and because you're Peter, and because your name represents a rock, I'm going to build my church upon you. And there are some that will say the first pope is Peter, and they take very much of their teaching from this verse of Scripture. That's not what Jesus was saying.
That's right.
Upon this rock, the revelation of who Jesus is. When Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus revealed to him a portion of what he was doing, a portion of a goal that God Almighty had set, and the role that this chosen one that God had chosen would play. And he let Peter know he had a place.
Amen.
And he said, "I give to you the keys of the kingdom." But this same man made many mistakes. Not Jesus, but Peter. And we all make mistakes. He seemingly was a totally committed person to follow God. He had left everything to follow God. Left his occupation. He left his things that he loved to do in life. Left his former ways. He just turned loose of it all and he said, "Lord, I'll go with you anywhere. I'll do anything you want me to do." When Brother Johnny Wall first came into the church, he was, and he can acknowledge this fact, that when we first were seeing him go through all these changes that you go through from sin into Christian living and making all these adjustments, I made the comment to him right at the time that he was starting to serve God. I said, "You remind me of the Apostle Peter in the Scriptures." And a lot of the reasons that he reminded me of Peter, because Johnny was always saying, "I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll go, I'll do anything God wants me to do," and then turn right around trying to go a different direction. Peter made some decisions. I mean, some good, strong decisions. He said, "Lord, I'll follow you. I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything." And then testing time came, and at the sound of a cock crowing, he found himself not doing what he had decided to do, not being able to carry out exactly what he had hoped to carry out, and it seems that there was something lacking in his commitment to go all the way with God. But when God made his commitment to humanity, he made a commitment that would stand no matter what.
Yes.
His mercies endure forever.
Amen.
His love and kindness and his ability to forgive and to forget and to restore and put back together again, it has never changed. The Lord never changes, never has changed, and never will change. But people sometimes find themselves in predicaments. We decide that we're going to do something. We set a goal. We make plans. And we start to follow through, and then discouragement comes. Things come against us, and we find ourselves not living up to our own expectations.
Hallelujah.
And then we have to turn back to God.
Amen.
We say, "Lord, it's not within me to do these things. I need something that you have. I need more strength. I need more power." And Jesus is always there honoring his own commitments.
Oh, yeah.
He's always there keeping his word. He has given unto us his word. And the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy these words. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And he said, "I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Brother Mark quoted this scripture tonight. I believe Brother Mark has decided that he's going to follow God. I believe not only has he decided that, but he has committed his ways to God. And I believe, Brother Mark, that even if you make mistakes along the way and you're disappointed in yourself, that we have a God who has made a way for us that you can stand on his word. There are scriptures in the Bible that talk about faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, There are also scriptures concerning the faith of Jesus Christ. There is a faith that is greater than our faith. There is a power that is greater than our power. And if we can get inside that power, if we can get inside that faith and make our commitments according to His commitments, and do all that we do in word or deed in His name, and believe on Him for our insufficiencies, and go to our problems in the name of the Lord, it's the faith of Jesus Christ that can take us through our troubles and our trials and our disappointments. It's not the faith of Jesus Christ that causes people to lose out with God. It's the lack of faith in Jesus Christ and His power that comes as a result of people being undecided which way to go. One of the worst problems we can have is the problem of not knowing exactly what we want to do. There is a passage of Scripture concerning no servant in the book of Luke. No servant can serve two masters. These are the words of Jesus. He said, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Jesus was saying, you cannot serve two masters at the same time. You can't go two directions at the same time. And there's another scripture that talks about a person not being able to decide which way to go, not having the singleness of mind. He's unstable in all of his ways. You have to know what it is you want to do. And then you have to start out to do what you want to do. And have a plan to get there. And stay with your plan, and no matter what it is that comes your way that makes it seem like you can't make it, go on anyhow. And if you don't have what it takes to get there, get what it has, what it takes. I made a decision some time ago, and it was a few years ago. I was right over here on my face on the carpet. Now, before that time, I had made some decisions and some commitments that I couldn't keep. I had decided to follow Jesus several years ago. I had decided that I would do anything He wanted me to do several years ago. But there were those times when it just seemed like I wasn't doing the things that I really wanted to do, and I wasn't keeping my commitments and my promises. And many of you have been there. You know what it is to have your ups and downs. And I've seen a lot of people having not had the teachings of being raised in the church, being kind of new in the church. When these times come, they don't know exactly what to do, and they just throw up their hands and quit. But that's not the answer. It's not long before they come to realize that there's got to be a better way than quitting. And there is a better way. God has made commitments to us that He is bound by His word to keep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't have to give up in despair and surrender if we make a mistake. I have learned that the greatest teacher there is in my life is making those mistakes that I've made and taking a look at them and seeing how I can profit from those mistakes and look to God, the author and finisher of my faith, and say, Lord, I've made a mistake. Take it to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, show me how to overcome. And you know what He'll do? He'll make an overcomer out of us with His faith. God is able to take His faith and cause us to go through places where we could not go without Him. Take us through impossible situations that there is no way that we could overcome or make it. I've learned in teaching music lessons, the only way I can teach somebody how to play a musical instrument better is to let them make mistakes. Don't expect somebody who is learning to be perfect. But when you're learning, if you'll work on those mistakes and profit by them and try not to make those mistakes over again and look to the one who is teaching you, follow the examples. Listen to what He has to say. Practice. Diligently try. and stay with your plan to succeed in living for God. You'll make it. I said to God, and I meant it with all my heart, I said, Lord, I've decided to live for you. I said, Lord, my mind is made up that I'm going to live for you. No matter what. And I plan to spend my eternity in heaven. No matter what happens to stop me. Now, it may seem like something that is just passing, just a few passing words. But when I said those words, I'd gone through some terrible trials and some things had come against my life that I didn't know which way to turn. And I'd been in that valley of decision trying to figure out whether to go to the right or to the left. I'd been crying all night. And I finally gave it all to Jesus and said, Lord, I have decided, and I really decided, not talking about myself or bragging on myself, but I want to tell you, that decision is what keeps me going. Because it wasn't one of those decisions like I often make concerning other subjects. I may decide to try this or try that, to try to survive, to make a living, to support my family while I'm waiting on whatever it is that I'm supposed to do next. And I may decide to do something and get involved in something that may not be exactly what I want to do and try something else. And I do that. I often get a lot of irons in the fire and then I have to back off. But everything that happens in my life as a result of really, truly making up my mind to follow God, when I stop a venture that I start, it's not because always that the venture wasn't good. But sometimes these things that I decide to do that look good on the surface, after you get into them a little ways, they start leading you away from church. And you find yourself caught up in a spirit of enthusiasm and excitement, and it feels good, and it looks good, but the next thing you know, you look back and you've missed church two or three times. And you find yourself with people who have not decided to follow Jesus. You find yourself with people with goals of this life, goals of this world. And they're saying, this is the way to accomplish what it is you want to do. And success to a lot of people is money and riches and fame. And because of my commitment to follow God, there are a lot of things that I decide to do in this life I have to turn loose of. Because to honor my commitment with God is to say, Lord, I want to follow you. And to follow God means when the church doors open, if I can be there, it's time to go to church. And then, going back a little further, I see a scene of Dad and a commitment that we, as a family, as a small child, I saw a man with a made-up mind. We went to a little church in Dewdrop. I took Brother David and Valerie by there the other day, and I said, that's the church Daddy built. And the memories as I drove past, it's just looking at those bricks, I remembered a lot of things passed through my mind. One of the things that stood out most in my mind was a little group of people standing out behind the church, and there was a man with a shovel in his hand, and Dad said, let's all praise the Lord for our new church. They dug a hole in the ground, and they had faith that God was going to help them to build that church. I saw a commitment in those people. I didn't have any doubt as a little boy that they're going to do this. There's going to be a church here. And then I watched problems come. Things came against it. It seemed like that at times there's no way the church could get built. But commitment, a plan, having decided to do it. And then when they couldn't figure out what to do, praying and calling on God. And they accomplished that which they set out to do. Then I saw our family go through times of, it seemed like we wasn't exactly sure. We'd left that place years later, and in Kansas as a little boy, knocking on doors, inviting people to church, and doing our best to try to get new people to come. There seemed to be some kind of a feeling there. I wonder if we did the right thing. And God blessed regardless, but there wasn't that secure feeling of knowing the full commitment of what you're going to do in a particular place. And we weren't there very long. And I remember in another town, it seemed like there was still that lack of commitment. Not a commitment, lack of commitment to serve God, but a lack of decision of whether this is the right place to be or what to do. At least that's the way I was feeling it. And then in another place, and then I saw that commitment again as we walked into this building with a small group of people. I saw determination. A decision had been made, regardless. See, somebody had really heard from God concerning this. Regardless of what it takes to go through, we'll do whatever it takes. I saw determination, and I saw it on the faces of the people, just like I saw it in that, around that little hole in the ground when they raised their hands and said, "We're going to serve God." And one by one, I saw you come with decisions and desires and making up your mind. And I've seen people come and go, and we've all seen some of those who threw up their hands in discouragement and just dropped out after hearing their testimonies of what they were going to do for God and what God had done for them. But there's nothing that's really worse than not really knowing for sure which way you're going.
That's right.
Or exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing. And you just can't go both ways at once. As a little boy there in that Dewdrop Church, I played my bass guitar for dancing on Sunday night. People praising God. And then on Monday, some of the school children from Dalloway came down to the church. And ordinarily, when I'm at the church practicing, I don't lock the doors. But for some reason, I locked the doors because we were playing rock and roll and rhythm and blues. And we got to feeling good. And a boy and a girl got out in the aisle and started dancing. And after a while, I saw something moving around in the restroom back in the back. He came through the bathroom window. And but see, that was during a time when I hadn't fully decided exactly which way to go. I was going to church and then slipping out and doing little things I shouldn't be doing. On the surface, I was putting on a good front, I guess. But I wasn't really serving God. I wanted to. I really wanted to serve God. It really felt good to go to camp meeting, to go and hear all the shouting and the rejoicing and to be a part of it, singing the choirs and playing in the orchestras. And I saw some young people come to camp meeting and get the Holy Ghost, and then they'd backslide after the camp meeting, and next year they'd pray through again. Because evidently there was something in them that wanted to do right, wanted to live for God, but they were in the valley of decision, and so many people are today. They just can't make up their minds which way to go. It's all right to be confused about what to do about your job, or which way to turn on the streets, or what to do about a situation in your family. But it's not all right to put off deciding to follow God. Because the longer you go, the more dangerous it becomes. Peter thought he was committed, and then later on, he really was committed. And if we could call him here to the service tonight to give his testimony, I wonder what he would say.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to all of those who call to the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
We didn't know that was afraid of anything, of any danger, of any harm.
Hallelujah.
Right away. is the dove who sleepeth, which is a stone.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what total commitment will do.
That's good.
Saul of Tarsus didn't know for sure exactly which way to turn. He was confused, and he would argue for God. But sometimes those people who put up the strongest arguments, the reason they argue so much is because they're in the valley of decision. But when you really know which way you're going, you don't have to argue. And once Saul totally made up his mind and became Paul the Apostle, he had a testimony.
Hallelujah. I have a zeal for God.
Hallelujah.
And God forgave me. I persecuted the church. But God forgave me because I did it secretly. I did it without knowing what
to thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
As I was traveling on the road to Damascus with letters signed by the high priest to get those who worship the living God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Serve Him and preach in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
He met me. A light shined out from heaven.
Hallelujah.
He made some. Hallelujah, and I fell to the earth.
Praise God.
And the Lord spoke to me. He said, Saul, my persecutor thou me. I said, Lord, who art thou?
Hallelujah.
He said, I am Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that travel with me carried me into the master. And there I stayed 3 days and 3 nights in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord came to me in a dream.
Mm.
He said, I'll send him a man to your name, Ananias.
Hallelujah.
He'll tell you what things you must do.
Hallelujah.
And he came. Lay his hands on me that I might receive it. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jerusalem.
Yes.
And they wouldn't receive me there.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said, flee from this place.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Amen. To the Gentiles, you'll be the ambassador. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'll show you the many things that you'll suffer from my
name. Praise God.
Oh, woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel.
That's what total commitment will do. Hallelujah. You don't have to wonder if you're doing the right thing. You don't have to go around wondering exactly if this is God or if this is not God. But you can become one who boldly can say, I am not ashamed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And go back there to those old people that died in the faith, not in just their own faith, but their faith coupled with the faith of Jesus Christ to carry them through in Christ, new creatures, old things having passed away, all things become new. We can go back and take a look at them, or we can come up to ourselves and find the same power working within us. The same problems they came up against come up against us. I've been trying to lose weight. I decided that I was going to lose 50 pounds. And I decided that I would do whatever it takes to do that. And I went on that Cambridge diet. I believe I could have lost the 50 pounds without it. I like the Cambridge myself. A lot of people don't, but I do. But I decided, I had a desire to lose some weight. I decided to. Made up my mind. And then I started eating a little bit. And then people started saying, hey, your weight's coming out a little bit again. And I said, yeah, but I'm going to go on that diet. I'm going to get back on that diet. And I'd start on that diet, but I wanted to eat too. And I went to the refrigerator and I'd start the diet in the morning again. About dinner time, I got hungry and I'd stop and get a piece of chicken. And I'd say, well, I'll start it at supper time and I'll really do it. Then I'd be back on the diet at supper time, and late that night I'd be somewhere else eating again. But I decided while I was eating that I'm going to get on this diet tomorrow. And so we'd sit there and we'd eat and talk about losing weight. And the next morning, I'd get up hungry for bacon and eggs. The Cambridge was still in the refrigerator. I still like Cambridge, and I know it's there. I know it's there. And I know when I really decide to go on that diet, I can really lose weight because I've already lost 50 pounds on it. I know how to do it, but I sure do want some bacon and eggs today. And so I ate my bacon and eggs and decided I'd start my diet at noon. I went to Shoney's. Because she kept saying, when are you going to lose weight? When are you going to get back on that diet? And when I got through at Shoney's, then I spent a little time at Dad and Mom's house drinking coffee, and I decided when I got through drinking coffee, I'd go home and start that diet and stick with it. And after a while, Mother said, you're getting hungry? And there's something about that aroma of her cooking. I decided that I'd wait till after dinner to start my diet again. And that's been going on now for 2 months. I mean, I'm not going to tell you every day because it's all the same thing over and over. I still got that Cambridge in the refrigerator. I still know how to lose weight. And I still have decided I'm going to do it, but I'm not committed to it like I was. And unless I really get committed to do it, I'm going to get just as fat as I ever was. And you are too, all you that lost it, and it's coming back out on you too. So, pray for me that I can get that worked out. But people are trying to live for God that way. They know what it takes. They've lived for God before. They have walked before Jesus. There are some of you, you've had testimonies, fiery testimonies. You know what it is to have the victory that overcometh the world. You have come to church, and you've gotten rid of the worldly cares, and you've got rid of the things that would hinder you. You have made up your mind. You've set your goals. You have decided to follow Jesus, whatever it takes. And things have happened in your life, and now, you're going to do it starting Sunday night. Because you know what it takes. It's still there. God's there. He's still able to do exactly what He said He would do. And you know what it is to serve Him. You know what it is to go all the way with Him. And you were committed at one time, but somehow you've lost your commitment. But you're going to. But if we're not careful, when we get into that place of trying to decide and putting it off and prolonging it, you're going to be just like I am with that Cambridge diet. And one of these days it's going to slip up on us. And it's all right not to be able to decide whether to eat or not to eat, but it's not all right to decide whether or not to give your heart totally to God. You cannot treat that like you do other cares of life. There has to come a time when once and for all, you say, I am going to give it all to God. No matter where you work, no matter what you do, no matter what your occupation is, you've got to have a goal to make heaven your home. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have a determination. You're going to have to go through, no matter what it takes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A couple of years ago, there was a young man that couldn't make up his mind what to do. Cares of life had him struggling between this and that. He wondered if there even was a God or if there wasn't a God. Should he pray or should he not pray? Tonight, here he is, totally committed.
Well, I'm committed to God. I gave my life a year and a half ago, and I've never been in time. I know anything in my head.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We can make it all the way with Jesus. There are things in this life we may set out to do, and we could probably accomplish a lot of the things that other people accomplish. But if we have to give up our goal of heaven, if we have to give up our living for God, if we have to get away from what we've already set out to do, it's not worth it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because the cross was no accident. The cross wasn't just something that happened because God was trying to decide whether to go to it or not go to it. The fact that Jesus came to this earth was not something that God was toying around with and trying to make a decision on what to do for mankind. The fact that God placed us on this earth is no accident, but God has a commitment to the human race. Hallelujah!
The Lord is love.
For God so loved the world
and
the God's Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish.
A long time ago,
stand and worship Him tonight.
And there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make
Jesus
my choice.
Hallelujah!
The road is rough, the going is tough, and the hills are to climb. I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt, no doubt, no doubt in my mind. I decided to make Jesus my choice.
The road got rough for Jesus, too. The way got tough for him. They beat his cheeks, slapped him around, beat him in the back. They spit on his face. They cursed him. They mocked him. Said all kinds of things about him. But he had made a commitment a long time ago. He shared it with his disciples when they said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock I'm going to build my church." He's still building that church tonight. He's still the Christ. He's still the Son of the living God. He is totally committed unto us. If we'll serve Him, He can present us unto Himself a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle. Nothing can stop Him. And nothing can separate us from His love. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad that it wasn't a man with human weaknesses that decided to make a way for us, but that it was Almighty God who made a way when there was no way? It was not based on possibilities and maybe so. But the almighty power of God. God has chosen us. He has decided already for us to live for Him. And when we find ourselves having a hard time, we need to choose God. Because He makes a way over and over and over. Just repent. 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 God, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Teach me how to overcome. Teach me how to overcome. Show me what to do, Lord. I'm willing to do what it takes. I've got a goal up ahead. I've got to make it for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd like to come and set your goal again, make a new commitment. Make a new decision. Have a new determination tonight. Come and stand around this altar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Commit your ways unto God. He's already committed His ways unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The road is rough.
Lord, I want to follow You. Lord, I'm going to live for You. Praise God.
Started out
Hallelujah.
A long
Kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Hallelujah.
And the hills are to climb. I studied out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I decided what to make Jesus, oh yeah, my choice. But they forget about their soul.